oriented about where you're going. We want you to tell the story about where you're going and why you're going there. And before you know it, you will have discovered and practiced and stabilized the feeling place of where you're going inside of you. And when you feel like where you're going, you're there. You see?
Okay. Thank you.
Life is so much fun. It is.
Thank you. I'm in the calm. Am I too close? Okay. I think I'm in the calm of the vortex. And my question to you has to do, I've been in the hot seat. This is the third time. I hope this is the charm. I know it certainly will be better than the first time.
Well, what do you mean by that? We don't bring you here to get you done.
No, I know.
So what do you mean by you hope this third time is the charm? You hope you finally get the answer to all questions?
No, because that's not possible. I think the work I've done through your teaching has helped me to better clarify where I'm going. Example, a week before we sailed, I decided I wanted to go on this cruise. I'm here. And I'm so peaceful, but I want that action.
Now, before, this is the little trap we tried to draw you right into. So the week before you decided to come, how calm was that experience?
I knew if I came, it would be calm. I knew if I didn't come, it would be okay.
But waiting to the last minute like that, how did that play out in your experience? Did everything just fall right into place?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Amazing. Good. More organized than I would have been.
Then you are in that place of calm. So what is your question?
My question has to do with the first two questions in the hot seat. The first question I asked you was about winning the lottery and my Abraham group that we used to have in Atlanta that played the lottery. And you asked me at that time, you said, do you think you would find a house you like better than the house you live in now? And I said, yeah, but after I thought about it, I lied to you, Abraham. I'm very sorry.
Well, fortunately, the universe and law of attraction does not respond to your words, but to your vibration. And so it's not possible to lie. It's not possible to deceive, because how you feel is how you feel, and how you feel is what you attract.
Right.
And that's nice to know. Or not so nice. It depends on how you feel.
The second time in the hot seat was after my husband died. He died 2.5 years ago. And I asked you a question about that and death. And now I have another question. These things are coming. I'm making them come. Part of our investment when he was alive and working full time, and I'm retired college professor on teacher pension, I still own 2 luxury properties that we easily did together and paid for. I do have an IRA that covers some of it, but my teacher retirement certainly doesn't pay the mortgages on these 2 properties. I've had one for sale for 2.5 years. It's on a lake in the mountains, beautiful, beautiful home, but it makes me sad to go up there because it was so my husband's, okay? The ashes we scattered up there, everything. So I really wanted it to sell, and I also have that house in Atlanta that is too big. I live on 1 floor, but it's the one that first time you asked me would I find a house I like better than the house where I live. And it's been on the market for 1.5 years. I am seeing myself imagining where I'm gonna land when I sell them both. I'm seeing everything about it I like.
Well, we want to. Sometimes we say to people,